In the Frame by Dick Francis. Read by Tony Britton. Chapter 1. I stood on the outside of disaster, looking in. There were three police cars outside my cousin's house, and an ambulance with its blue turret light revolving ominously, and people bustling in seriously through his open front door. The chill wind of early autumn blew dead brown leaves sadly onto the driveway, and harsh, scurrying clouds threatened worse to come. 6 o'clock, Friday evening, Shropshire, England. Intermittent bright white flashes from the windows spoke of photography in progress within. I slid my satchel from my shoulder and dumped both it and my suitcase on the grass verge, and with justifiable foreboding completed my journey to the house. I'd travelled by train to stay for the weekend. No cousin with car to meet me, as promised, so I'd started to walk the mile and a half of country road, sure he would come tearing along soon in his muddy Peugeot, full of jokes and apologies and plans. No jokes. He stood in the hall, dazed and grey. His body inside his neat business suit looked limp, and his arms hung straight down from the shoulders, as if his brain had forgotten they were there. His head was turned slightly towards the sitting room, the source of the flashes, and his eyes were stark with shock. "Don," I said. I walked towards him. "Donald?" He didn't hear me. A policeman, however, did. He came swiftly from the sitting room in his dark blue uniform, took me by the arm, and swung me strongly and unceremoniously back towards the door.